times are pretty hard. You know, it's, I appreciate all you've done for me. I do. I have every intention of paying you back. It just can't happen. So, hey, you know what I mean? It's just, things are still rough.
No, 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 absolutely not. Sophia, you can run for your life. Friendship is a two-way street. It's a give and a take. It's a pouring out and a pouring in. It's a I help me and you help. I help you, you help me. Now, I'm sure a lot of us here tonight are probably familiar with that old phrase, it takes two to make a thing go right. Well, I found that it actually takes two to make a friendship work. And I'm sure that, like our friends in the skit, lovely job, guys, by the way, a lot of us have probably had to think long and hard about the relationships that we have and about some of the people that are closest to us in our lives. Perhaps there's been times when you felt unseen. Maybe you felt unheard, you felt duped, you felt dumped on, misused, and abused. Bottom line, you felt disregarded, and you just felt taken for granted, taken advantage of. That's not what friendship's supposed to look like.
Not at all.
I want to take a few minutes to share with you a very brief but powerful story. And I think that this story best demonstrates the type of friendships that you and I should be seeking out in our lives. It's pretty awesome. Starting in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, and then 12, it says, "And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of this crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was laying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Immediately, he arose, he took up his bed, and he went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." And I really want to emphasize verse 5 one more time. It says, when Jesus saw their faith, that changed everything. I don't know about you, but I can only imagine what this looked like. Jesus was preaching and teaching in Capernaum, having started to draw massive crowds all around him, having just cast out a demonic spirit in a neighboring town. The word started spreading really quick that there was something special, something so unique about this man, Jesus. The people just had to come see about him. There was something powerful when this man just walked by people. The lame could walk, the deaf could hear, the blind could see. They had to get to this man named Jesus. So here he is teaching in this house in Capernaum where it's covered. It's jam-packed, wall to wall. I like to think of it as like a first century pandemonium. The masses just came out. They had to see what was going on. As we say nowadays, the streets were talking. And then come these five friends, and one of which is paralyzed. The Bible refers to him as a paralytic. So I envision this man, probably sick, tired, desperate, feeling distraught. He's laying on the flat of his back on this makeshift bed. He can't help himself. But praise God, he's got four friends that even though he can't walk, they're going to walk for him and be his legs on the earth. I envision this man, this paralytic, on this makeshift bed with two friends in the front, two friends in the back, one man at each corner holding him up. So while the other people in the town were probably just curious, they wanted to see what all the hype was about, maybe they were pressing in, maybe they were searching, seeking, looking for some healing, these friends were on a different quest. They were on a mission. They were on a faith conquest. They wanted to get to Jesus specifically to get their friend healed. And it was like they took on this by any means necessary approach. So here's the kicker. There's four men carrying one man, but there isn't adequate space to get him into the house. There's no sufficient entryway to carry a makeshift bed through to get this man to the healer. But these guys were so determined, they had their minds made up, so tenacious. Even though they didn't see a way, an actual physical way in the house, these brothers came together and they made a way. They said, "We can't get you in through the front, but we're going to take you up through the house and get you in through the roof." And I don't know about you guys, but that's friendship to me. Amen? They didn't see a way, but they made a way. So here Jesus is. I'm sure he was so meek and humble and in his Zen moment, preaching the word of God, sharing the good news of the gospel. And then all of a sudden, the roof just starts caving in and crumbling. So if I was there, I could only imagine what I'd say, but I know that that had to distract from the man's message just a little bit. Like, what in the world's going on? So they hoist their friend on the bay up through the rooftop, and then they lower him into the house. But essentially, what they did in this monumental moment was they lowered their friend for an encounter. They lowered their friend into the presence of God. It was right then and there that he met the master healer. The paralytic went into the house lying down on the flat of his back, helpless. But his friends counted on him getting up and walking out. Jesus was moved by their faith. He looked at their friend's faith and he said to the man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And immediately, somebody say immediately.
Immediately.
He was healed. What I love about this story was that Jesus, he didn't say anything about the paralytic brother's faith. No, he looked at his four friends surrounding him on that bed and he said, Your son, your sins are healed. Radical. Needless to say, the man who went in on the bed, he left shouting and rejoicing, I'm sure, with his friends in tow. The same four that carried him out, they could just walk out with him. And instead of him being hoisted up on a bed, he left carrying the bed because Jesus healed him. Jesus is a healer. I want to leave you with three questions tonight. There's no right or wrong answer. Please don't think about having the actual answer tonight before we leave this gathering. But I want to ask you, as the young people say, who you rolling with? Substance that really have your back. And not only faith and substance, but are they leading you any closer in your spiritual walk toward Christ? Are they helping you grow? And then, I dare to ask in the same breath, are you a person of faith? And are you a person of substance that's a friend of faith towards those that you circle yourself around? Because it is a two-way street. It's about reciprocity. It's give and take. It's not one-sided, but we do want friendships in our lives that are 50-50, amen? Who are you rolling with? So now for this last demonstration, bear with me, I'm a teacher by day, so I'm all about visual learning. Sophia is holding up closer, Josh is holding up closer. So then I'd like to call this little illustration, are the principles of addition and subtraction. And the cutest thing about this was I was working on this message a week ago at school when I had some downtime. And kids, they don't miss a beat. They looked at me and said, wait, Miss Holmes, you need to tell me you teach math at your church? And I said, no.
Amen. You know, I want friends like that. We're gonna lower me into the presence of God. That's the kind of friend I want. And you know, just praying about this and Shamir telling me about, you know, talking about friendship. I was thinking, man, who is my closest friend? My Savior is my closest friend. He sticks with me. He's there with me through thick and thin, through everything. So if you could just join me singing this hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus.
and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Amen, amen. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Can we just give Sophia, Josh, and Dana another round of applause?
Love you.